42 million people losing their SNAP benefits come November 1st. And then when I look at the numbers of the amount of people and where they're from, I'm going to say this is a much needed process, bruh. Because you're telling me of the 42 million people, only like 30% of that 42 million are actually Americans? And I mean 30% of the 42 million are actually Americans who were born here, who are disabled, who are veterans, who are actually people who literally and actually need this assistance. Because if I'm looking at this report that says 51% of the total number of people that are receiving these SNAP benefits are purely because of their religious beliefs, meaning these people are Muslims, are from the Islamic religion, Islamic countries. They're from Pakistan, Afghanistan, Somalia, these places. And they are receiving these benefits purely because, for one, their women aren't allowed to work. Their women are allowed to have multiple children. They are 100% supposed to be home to cherish and nurture their children. Their husbands are allowed to have multiple wives, and with those multiple wives having multiple children, meaning they're getting multiple thousands of dollars per month. And if you think about it, it makes total sense why the Americans that are getting the pocket change, who are not having kids, and even if they're having kids, they got like 2-3 kids, and then their 2-3 kids are disabled, right? And then they're the ones making all the noise because they're getting pocket change, when these people from the Islamic countries are getting thousands and thousands of dollars, and they're in a household with 3 other women that are filing for these benefits as head of the household. So in the one house, there are 4 wives getting like 4-5 grand a pop because they have like 4-5 kids a pop, right? And their husbands are just going out to these meetings trying to convert more people. But at the end of the day, they're getting like $15,000-$20,000 a month for the one household. And who knows how many bank accounts they have. No wonder when I see these people going out on vacation, they're just so comfortable. And it's like irritating, but at the end of the day, people came here, right? They came here seeking better, but then they came here to live the same way and the same rules. It's not just the Islamic people, because there are a lot that are from the Caribbean who are doing the same shit, because they came here to seek better, but their version of better is to come here and lay up under these roofs and make these babies and live off of hardworking taxpayers. The crazy, crazy part is the loud ones are the ones benefiting or getting the least of the
best. That's one way to put it. It's insane. It's completely insane. It's utterly ridiculous. And of course, it's our fault. It's completely our fault. We pay people to go into other countries to train foreigners to take advantage of our system and then ship them over here and pay their way and then give them the forms and fill them out for them and then give them the money. It's all our fault. We have to stand up for ourselves for once, for the love of
God. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at theAlexJonesStore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the New Coordinates of Liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the info war.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the real world. This weird matrix that everybody lives in where everything's stupid and backwards. In the real world, countries should not open their borders to hostile foreigners and then pay for them to have infinite babies. That's crazy. That's a crazy way to behave yourself. But it's what we're doing, and we're doing it rapidly. And there have been a couple examples recently, and I don't even know what to call this trend, but I keep seeing it. Maybe the crew can find it. I was trying to find it during the break. I couldn't quite find it. There was a headline probably a week ago, and it was like, new high-tech light rail opens. I think it was in San Francisco or somewhere in California, maybe Washington State. But it was like light rail, you know, high-speed light rail, high-tech has a new opening. Experiences first overdose death. And there's an incongruity there. There's something wrong with the fact that we have this like incredible futuristic sci-fi technology, and yet our cities are covered in filth and chaos and misery and people overdosing on synthetic drugs that are provided by the state. It's like, what are we doing here? I feel like we should have one or the other. It may have been that one, but it was some new light rail opening on the West Coast, and on the day it opened, somebody died of an overdose at the new light rail stop. It may have been the stop, like it may have been just a new station opening, but it's sort of symbolic. It's like you'd think you'd be able to get, yeah, one day after light rail grand opening, Mercer Island Station sees first overdose. Like you would think a first world nation building high-tech light rail trains would have already sort of handled the problem of this level of overdoses. I understand you're going to have an overdose every once in a while, but you'd think you'd go a day. You'd think you'd get 24 hours out of the high-speed, high-tech light rail before, you know, a crazy drug addict is killing themselves on it. But no, you get less than one day in America, which is very weird. I don't really know how to describe it, and I don't even know if you can tell what I'm talking about here, but you can tell the incongruity, right? The inconsistency, the bizarre nature of this. Where you think we either live in sci-fi Blade Runner world, where everything's great, or we live in misery and chaos world. Right now, we have both simultaneously. Like, there's not even a bifurcation. There's not like, oh, there's parts of the city that are brilliant and perfect and pristine and nice and parts of the city that are chaotic. It's like they're right there together. They're right there together. You come out of the high-rise billion-dollar office building, and boom, you're there in the middle of a tent city full of people pooping themselves and shooting up and torturing animals. There's something very, very wrong about all of this. And there's another video today that I think sort of highlights exactly this phenomenon. Clip 38 here. New food delivery robots are encountering unforeseen obstacles when attempting to make deliveries. Let's watch.
You're literally trying to send a robot down this sidewalk. He ain't doing too good. Look at this one's like, get out of my way. I don't know what to do. Oh my God. What happens now? Look, he's like, I'm a backup. Hold on, little dude. Is it gonna say thank you?
I'll be so excited.
Here, watch this. Oh my God, this thing's fucking heavy.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Fucking said thank you. Holy shit. Oh my God, is this the way I do it? Yeah. Oh my God. Watch this. Here we go.
Up your ass, buddy.
Here you go. Oh, you ungrateful prick. You didn't say anything to me. All right, let's go, little buddy. Guys, look at
it. She's helping him along.
The sidewalk. Oh my God.
So this is what I mean. This is what I mean. You've got these high-tech autonomous delivery robots, and the sidewalks are falling apart. They can't even travel on them. Do you know? Do you see what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying? That it's weird. That it's weird that we have, like, we put so many resources, so much effort into creating these really amazing little pieces of technology. As much as I don't like them, they're amazing. They really are. Yeah. Oh, and here's another example. Here's another example of why America can't have nice things, which I'm not even actually against this. I feel the impulse too. Literally every time I see one of these robots, I do get a flash of where I see red and I'm like, kill it, I must kill it. I never have yet, but I feel the impulse. I get it. This is kind of it, right? It's like, look, you can either have nice things or you can have the American population. Right now, those are at odds. And with a car. I like this. Let's just keep watching robots get beat up. This is fun. Oh, that's just the robot falling down the stairs. That's just bad programming. But like, it just rams right into something. I mean, these are just funny. Ooh, smashes the glass. So this is just sort of like robots being badly programmed and not used to it. But to me, it's the idea of like we don't have sidewalks that are flat, but we do have autonomous delivery robots. I think our priorities are a little bit off. I think they're a little bit off. It's like you know what we are? Ghetto rich. I'll say we're ghetto rich. You know what I mean? Ghetto rich is when your house is falling apart, your neighborhood is trash, there's trash all over your lawn. Your shingles are falling off, the house is, there's rain leaking, but you've got a Bentley in the driveway and a 42-inch flat screen on the wall and the newest gaming system. We're ghetto rich. That's what we are. We're ghetto rich. We're the best house in an awful neighborhood. And that's a problem. And that's a societal disconnect that we should probably try to figure out and solve. Like, if it was up to me, I think I would handle the basic stuff first. Let's have sidewalks that can like have a wheelchair on it. Okay, let's have like roads that aren't going to destroy your car. Let's have a population that's actually fundamentally against destroying other people's personal property. Let's try to handle the basics and have just like a functional civilization first. Then we'll welcome in the Jetson-style technology, okay? Because right now, it is that classic, it's the Jetsons above the clouds and the Flintstones on the ground. It's a dystopian, hellish world that we live in. I should open up the lines for phone calls. I do want to take your phone calls, and I want to ask specifically for advice for us. I want your suggestion and your input. I want to know what we can do to get the word out there that Alex Jones Live is the new website that all those people who used to visit Infowars.com. There's a new place to go, and it's AlexJonesLive.com, AlexJonesLive.com. If you have ideas of how we can get that out there or anything like that or what you've done and can tell us about the steps you've taken to let people know or just what do you think about the new setup, about the new shows? Is there anything we could do better? I really do want your input. Give us a call. The number to dial is new. It's a different one now. It's going to be hard to get used to this. 512-266-0642. That's 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. Give us a call here on War Room Live, alexjoneslive.com. Share that link and support us, please. This is what I mean when I just have to say why? But why, though? But honestly, tell me, what is the argument? Why? Why are we doing this? Libs of TikTok. This is insane. House Democrats in Colorado just passed a new bill, 33-32, that lowers the penalty for the murder of one person to second-degree crime, reducing the sentencing and removing the possibility of a life sentence. Democrats voted to give murderers a second chance. But why, though? But why? What is the argument? Apparently it was convincing enough for the entire, you know, Democratic Party of Colorado to go along with it. A defendant convicted pursuant to subsection 1 of this section shall be sentenced by the court in accordance with the provisions of section 18-1.3-406. Except when the crime has caused the death of another person, the court shall sentence a person convicted pursuant to subsection 1C of this section to a term of incarceration of at least three times the minimum term authorized in the presumptive range and up to twice the maximum term authorized in the presumptive range. Was this a big problem that you had to solve? Like, you look around America, and be that classic like meme said where it's just the guy looking around and it's mobs of teenagers beating up robots, and it's, you know, doctors cutting off kids' genitals, and it's an apartment building controlled by a Venezuelan gang. And these people look around and they go, you know what would fix things? What if we let murderers off more easily? What if, here's an idea, what if we punished people less for killing another human being? Maybe that would help. There are things that you could do. There are arguments you can make if you were instead passing some sort of law that was like, you know, raising the standard of evidence where it's like, hey, we've had people convicted of murder off very sort of tenuous evidence. Maybe we should, you know, have the quality of the evidence a little higher. Maybe the standard should be a little greater. This is nothing like that. This is not anything that could even remotely help innocent people. Like, it's not saying, you know, this isn't a provision to avoid convicting an innocent person. This is just saying, hey, when somebody's guilty and we know they're guilty, let's not take it too hard on them. Let's not, you know, all they did was kill a person. I mean, so you murder one person, what's the big deal? Okay. Everyone gets one, right? Everyone has at least one moment where they fly off the handle and take somebody's life, right? You're sitting in a subway car and the pretty white girl doesn't even look at you. What are you going to do? Not slit her throat? So everybody gets one, okay? Everybody, it's like, yeah, the first time, as long as it's one, you know, you can't go around killing a bunch of people. That's bad. But, you know, a murder here or there, what's the big deal, right? What is the argument? Is that it? Did I make the argument? Is it murder? Eh, not so bad. Is that the argument? Because I don't know what the hell else it would be. I don't know who this is protecting other than literal murderers. But okay. And the thing is, you don't even need this law because you already have a population that has been ever more indoctrinated into the idea that justice itself doesn't exist. And everything that the justice system does is really just a form of, you know, racial revenge wreaked on white people. Like this guy, South Carolina jury finds black man who confessed to killing a white man not guilty of murder. Spends less than 2 hours in deliberations. This is a man who walked up, is a black guy, walked up to a white guy in a car, unloaded on him, killed him, and the jury said, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Walk up to a random guy in his car, dump 8 rounds into him, 19 people witness the murder, and of course the black jury finds him not guilty of murdering a random guy and he walked free. His excuse was that he just wanted a ride. They can literally get away with murder. What about the other guy in California last week? Young black guy was having a bad day, apparently. Literally, the court said, like the judge was like, well, he was having a bad day. And so it's on video. He runs up and slams an 87-year-old man's head into the concrete, kills him dead. Doesn't spend any time in jail. Gets off scot-free. I mean, there are at least two examples in the last week of black people murdering white people and not being punished for it. Not it being messed up in the court, not, oh, the prosecution did a Brady violation, so they had to let him go. No, no, no. Confessed, on camera, guilty, they get let go. This is what I mean by, like, are we supposed to keep talking about this? Is this a debate that we have to be having? You know, I think it's bad that people murder and get away with it. And somebody else on the other side's like, true, but have you considered the fact that they're black and the murder victim is white? What are we doing here? The real victim's the black guy. Yeah, yeah. I mean, what's he supposed to do? Not kill a white person? His great, 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 great grandfather was a slave. Of course he's going to murder everybody he meets. It's your fault for being white. Nearly half of the inmates released under then North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper during COVID have reoffended, including 18 people charged with murder. They released inmates during COVID because of COVID. Again, absurd, ridiculous. That was another thing that started happening in, like, I sort of heard about it before anybody else because I actually had a friend. I actually had a friend who had like a DUI charge and he was going to like go to jail. He was like ready. He was like, yeah, I'll see you in a week. I got to go to jail for a week. I've got some shady friends, I'll have you know. And then he hits me up the next day. It wasn't Lebanon John. Although, did he just call in? I see a John in Texas. If that's him, he's got a very interesting story to tell. We might talk about it on Moonbase. I'll let him get into it. This is a difference. This isn't Lebanon John. No, this is my other friend. But he calls me the next day, and I'm like, you're not in jail? He's like, nah, dude, apparently COVID, they're not sending people to jail. I said I could just go. It's like, oh, all right, tight. Cool, man. Let's play Xbox. So that was like before, but it was weird. It was like, wait, what? Like, this was before anything, right? It was before the lockdowns. It was before 2 weeks to slow the 2 weeks to slow the spread. It's like a memo had gone out from the authorities that said, hey, you got to start letting criminals out. What? Yeah, you know, there's this COVID thing going around. And I know what you're thinking. Jails and prisons are isolated containment zones. That's the whole point of them existing. So the idea that it would be difficult or impossible to stop a virus from getting in is really kind of absurd. But hey, better safe than sorry. We're just not going to send anybody to prison for the next couple years. And we're going to let the people out that are in. 18 people have died as a consequence of that policy. That, to me, utterly indefensible and ridiculous policy. But you know, stack it on top of all the other ones, I guess. They're all that ridiculous. Nearly half of all inmates released under Roy Cooper during COVID have been charged and reoffended. 18 murders have occurred. Well, 18 people charged with murder. Maybe more murders. Could have been some double murders in there. Minnesota Democrats block fraud committee subpoena into Somali representative Ilhan Omar's involvement with a $250 million COVID fund scam. From the Gateway Pundit. Minnesota Democrats on the House Fraud Prevention and State Agency Oversight Policy Committee have officially blocked a subpoena targeting Representative Ilhan Omar for her alleged connections to the state's massive $250 million Feeding Our Future COVID-19 relief fraud scandal. The funds were intended to feed low-income children during the pandemic, but were widely abused in scams largely linked to the Somali community. The development unfolded Tuesday during the committee's final meeting of the session. Democrats blocked this motion. Republicans pushed for the subpoena after Omar completely ignored a May 5th deadline to turn over documents and communications, including any links between her office and a convicted ringleader in the fraud scheme. The vote fell short at 5-3, failing to reach the required two-thirds majority to issue the subpoena. Democrats on the panel have voted against it, effectively protecting the congresswoman. Prosecutors say the taxpayer money given to Feeding Our Future was instead used for luxury cars, jewelry, and other personal enrichment. Dozens have been charged, with many of them a part of Minnesota's large Somali community. Investigators specifically want Omar's records regarding her interactions with key figures in the case. Omar has not responded to the committee's requests. Republican Committee Chair Representative Kristen Robbins stated that the failed vote will not end the push for answers and the more options remain on the table. Okay, but the fact is some people are simply above the law. you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Investigate him? Arrest him? Did you forget that she's black? So, not exactly subject to our laws, is she? Apparently. The question again, once again, remains why? Why don't Democrats care? Why are they able to protect themselves like this and get away with it? Why is it that we have to hear no one's above the law when Fannie Willis is committing felonies in her own right, trying to target Donald Trump with whatever she can charge him with? Or when you've got Letitia James running, giving campaign speeches where she says, all I'll do, I'll come in, I'll charge Donald Trump, and then I'll go home, and all I will do is hunt Donald Trump for you when I'm DA. And they elect her, and that's what she does. And he's raked over the coals and nearly sent to jail for 400 years over a totally made up and fraudulent and non-existent charge about the value of Mar-a-Lago. Total, utter, complete nonsense. Meanwhile, Ilhan Omar writes the law for Feeding Our Future, then is friends with and benefits from and becomes a multi-millionaire because of the Feeding Our Future scam. And then when people want to hold her to account, the Democrats form a phalanx and prevent any investigation or subpoena, even though she is ignoring the request to voluntarily supply the information. Why are these people like this? And why do we put up with it? At this point, it's getting so bad, I'm actually falling for the AI psyop. I'm actually looking around and going, if our government was replaced with robots, would they at least be able to just act autonomously? Would they be able to, you know, act with an unbiased way? Because that's all we need. All we need is somebody like what we need is the person who the Democrats pretend they are, right? Merrick Garland gets up there and just flagrant abuse after flagrant abuse. Maybe the most flagrant one is when he gives a press conference insinuating that people like Tim Pool and all these other right-wing content creators are somehow agents of Russia, even though the investigation completely cleared them of any wrongdoing. They present it to the public as if it's confirmation that these people willingly and knowingly took money from a foreign government to lie to the American people. Just a, again, flagrant, blatant abuse of power, a blatant abuse of the entire political system, and an attempt to artificially and illegally and in an authoritarian way, destroy the, you know, media legacy of your enemies. But the way he does it, the way he did it was very, it was designed to make everybody that's on his side feel warm and fluffy. And, oh, he's an expert. He just gets up and, well, we followed the law and we did what we needed to. And, you know, we pursued the evidence where it led and we simply enforce the law. I am the law. I am a functionary of the United States government, and all I care for is the highest values of our land. Meanwhile, he's just a ridiculous criminal, just destroying innocent people, just a savage monster. Meanwhile, the Republicans are out there going, she needs to go to jail, and she needs to go to jail, and everybody needs to go to jail, and then just nothing happens. Nothing happens. We just need hardcore, normal dudes enforcing the law.
I am so excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back. But who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble. Okay, we're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten, forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on, but we need your support. Your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture capsules and now the gummies that are a concentrate of already the strongest best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I could do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 Trifecta Iodine, at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat, then you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, or even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products, so it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directive.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot. Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network. And you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to go out to your calls here in just a moment. We do have some breaking news. It's not good news. You realize how easy it would be to be evil? It's kind of unfair. Because it's like you get to just do whatever the hell you want. Like, for example, the hantavirus thing that's spreading right now. We're obviously on the defense. We're not really buying the story. We're concerned. Now they're saying, oh, we're creating a new vaccine. I just saw Dan Lyman tweet out, you know, enjoy the next round of lethal injections. But man, if I was the bad guy, you know what I would do? I'd really release the hantavirus. I would really have an actually super deadly virus spreading from person to person, and then I would release a real vaccine. That's what I would do. Well, and what do we do about that, right? Because right now, they've got everybody sort of awake to the fact that the vaccine was a lie and that the whole thing was a scam and it was actually super dangerous and had major side effects. Like, nobody trusts the COVID vaccine now. So what happens if the next virus isn't like COVID? What if it's real? What if they actually release a modified virus that's has a 50% death rate and a super fast transmission rate? And what if our suspicion of the vaccines ends up backfiring on us? I don't know. This is the type of thing. When you're playing defense, you got to try to entertain all these options. As the evil person, you can just kind of do whatever the hell you want and everybody else has to react to it. Which is why when you find out that the evil people did something evil, like what happened under COVID, you're supposed to arrest those people and make examples out of them so that anybody else wanting to do it in the future goes, gee, I got to see Anthony Fauci get flayed alive, literally, and I don't want that to happen to me, so I'm not going to mess with the American people anymore. We didn't do that. So now, maybe they release a real hantavirus. Maybe they actually release a virus with a 30 to 50% death rate. And they offer an actual vaccine or a vaccine that is necessary to survive, but also has cancer in it. And again, as is just obvious and pointed out a million times, they had these cases on a ship and then they let everybody on the ship go back to all of their countries because they are deliberately spreading this disease. It just couldn't be more obvious. Well, I was just thinking about that during the break, about how easy it would be to be evil because you can always come up with new tricky little plans that kill everybody. It's not actually that hard. The breaking news is this. Federal Trade Court strikes down Trump backup tariff plan. Ah, darn it. Federal Trade Court on Thursday struck down President Trump's backup tariff plan after the Supreme Court blocked his other tariffs. The U.S. Supreme Court recently struck down Trump's tariffs in a 6-3 decision. The Supreme Court said Trump does not have the authority to impose tariffs under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. The High Court decision only invalidated Trump's tariffs under the IEEPA. President Trump imposed a 10% global tariff as a backup plan. A small business filed a lawsuit in the International Trade Court challenging Trump's global tariff, and they've accepted that challenge and ruled in favor of the small business, which challenged the tariffs. Those took effect February 24th. The ruling was 2-1, with one judge saying it was premature to grant victory to the small business plaintiffs. Yeah, basically didn't work. So, congratulations, Howard Lutnick. The plan succeeds once again. U.S. and Iran trade fire in the Strait of Hormuz. Each claims the other shot first. The U.S. and Iran opened fire in the Strait of Hormuz, with each side claiming the other initiated the attack. U.S. Central Command, in a statement, said its forces intercepted unprovoked Iranian attacks and responded with self-defense strikes as three U.S. Navy destroyers transited the strait late Thursday. Iranian forces launched multiple missiles, drones, and small boats as the U.S. ships were passing through the Gulf of Oman, CENTCOM said. No U.S. assets were struck. They say they eliminated inbound threats and targeted Iranian military facilities responsible for attacking U.S. forces, including missile and drone launch sites. It's a weird thing to happen in a war that we've already won. That's a strange occurrence for a war in which victory has already been declared over and over and over and over again. Oh, breaking from libs of TikTok. Evan Altman, a voting rights organizer for the ACLU and a former member of the Democrat Training Committee, was arrested on child porn charges. Wow, color me surprised. The ACLU. Replete with pedophiles? What? I'm hearing this for the first time. Was he a LGBT activist by any chance? They usually are. So again, on the brink, U.S. launches strikes key Iran port against key Iran port, probably is what the sun means here. U.S. launches strikes against key Iran port in major escalation during fragile ceasefire. Such a fragile ceasefire. It's so fragile it doesn't even exist. Donald Trump's military is unleashed on Iranian forces in the Strait of Hormuz during a midnight attack as several blasts have been reported in the region. Iran's Central Military Command has accused the United States of violating the ceasefire as several vessels were reportedly targeted in the late night strikes. Explosions rocked Keshem Port and Bandar Abbas in the Strait of Hormuz on Thursday night, with Iranian media confirming that there had been an exchange of fire. So there you go. The war goes on and is more expensive than you can possibly imagine. We have spent over $1 billion a day on this boondoggle. $1 billion a day. The U.S. has spent $72 billion in the first 60 days of war in Iran. Mobilization, administration, and combat cost $15.8 billion. The weapons that we've spent have cost us $41.2 billion. We've had $11.9 billion worth of military assets destroyed. And, of course, $3 billion for Israel's bombs and interceptors, bringing the total cost of the first 60 days of the Iran war to nearly $72 billion. So it's fine. We spend $72 billion in exchange. We kill a bunch of kids, render a formerly functional country into a complete despotic mess, close the Strait of Hormuz, and get humiliated on the world stage. I could have done it for cheaper. I think I could have, you know, ruined America's reputation overseas and destroyed all those, you know, forts and bases for significantly cheaper than that. I mean, we're spending way too much money to be humiliated and look like idiots and achieve nothing. We could have achieved nothing for way cheaper than that. We could have just never done this. Can you imagine a world? Can you imagine where we'd be today if Donald Trump hadn't made the worst decision of all time and gone to war with Iran under the orders of Benjamin Netanyahu and the state of Israel? Can you imagine how much better absolutely everything would be? Let's go out to your calls now. We go to them in the order they are received. Bregan, I think, in Wisconsin on line one. Go ahead, Bregan. You're on the air. Bregan, what is it?
Hello, Harrison. I do love your glasses frames.
Thank you.
We've talked about that before.
You're a man of taste.
What I wanted to talk yeah. He said your wife likes them, and my wife said, yeah, you look like a shop teacher. Anyway, so what I wanted to talk about was a long time ago, 2008, someone said, don't call Alex and tell him about what your thoughts are on a digital surveillance, because you're going to give them ideas if they don't already have them. And we do experiments on a regular basis regarding phones, going off for a walk in the woods, leave the truck way behind, no digital anything, right? And one time we came in from a walk and we did have our phones near us. And what were the first two algoed videos on the YouTube smart TV? They were exactly what we were talking about, weaponized ticks and AI abilities.
Yeah.
And then surveillance within your home. And specifically, I would love to talk to you in the future, specifically through your outlets in your house. Remember, they used to have these things to get rid of rodents by putting out a wavelength of sonic wavelengths.
Yeah.
Well, everything can go backwards. So the speaker on your smart TV can be a microphone. And if I could call into the war room in the future, because time is short right now, I would love to talk about that. I was told not to ever speak about it.
Who told you not to ever speak about it?
It was my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
She actually, Alex got us basically divorced, and I helped Alex get divorced. And that's funny.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was weird. But she said, don't ever even talk about that. I said, well, if you can think it, it's probably already been done.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, and this stuff has been around for a while. I mean, again, it used to be this crazy thing. It's like your microwave is spying on you. And now it's just like, yeah, your microwave is spying on you, of course. Why do you think it's transferring, you know, 14 gigabytes of data every day back to your... Like, there are, like, washing machines that transfer, like, gigabytes worth of data every day. You know, what is it sending? Why would it need to send that? Again, that's the question. Just ask why. Like, why are you sending all this data back? Yeah, speakers can be microphones. Now the latest thing is that fiber optic cables can be microphones. I mean, they can translate and hear your voice by shining a laser on a pane of glass in a room that you're in. So, you know, that could be a mile, 2 miles away that they're listening in on you. And you're right. I mean, I had a similar experience recently. Now everybody just kind of gets that this is the way it is. And I remember like 10 years ago, there was a bunch of viral videos of people who are like, I don't have a cat. I've never had a cat. I've never wanted a cat. But I'm going to talk about cats and see if the ads pop up. And of course, immediately you start getting ads for cat food and cat litter and all this sort of stuff, even though they have no other reason to believe you have a cat other than they must be listening into you. So this has been like confirmed for a long time. But I had the same experience like this weekend. And I was with friends, and so I wasn't thinking about saving it. But I had the same experience with you, except it was like really uncanny, and I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was stuff that I never normally watch anything about, and it was like three or four topics that were just like boom, 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 boom. Normally, I open up YouTube, I'm getting a lot of the same content. I get a lot of like YouTube drama content, history content, Sopranos content, like stuff I watch. But then this day, I open it up, and it's like, I can't remember what it was, but you know, baseball and popsicles and just like stuff I never, ever, ever, ever watch anything about, but it was verbatim the four things we were talking about in the conversation just before. So like, they're not even trying to be subtle about it anymore. It's literally, they might as well literally be like, we saw you were talking about baseball. Here's some baseball videos for you. Because that's essentially how it is. The intrusion into our personal lives is unrelenting and illegal, but we do nothing to stop it. Thank you for the call, Bregan. Let's go to Rob in Oklahoma City. Who came in second. Let's go to Rob. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, thank you, dude. This is my first time ever calling y'all, and I've been listening to y'all since 1999.
Wow.
Baseball and popsicles.
I don't know. Great. It's hard to come up with random things when you're just trying to think of something that you don't normally think about.
Dude, I used to work for a certain recording studios around your area, around like South Congress and like Travis, you know, Pardon Ellis and Arlen and things. And y'all have always been great, dude. One time I walked up to Alex Jones when I was a kid and I got him to sign my communist manifesto.
No way.
And I do, and I have it and own it, and I feel so bad about it.
Why do you feel bad about it?
Because I, like, jacketed it in another book and tried to get him to sign it.
Oh, you got him to sign it. Okay. It wasn't him, like, death to communists signing it on your manifesto? Were you a communist at the time?
Yeah, I did. Because we thought that guy was crazy back in the day.
Well,
now
how things have changed.
As a somebody that worked for a certain people that have, I guess I would say, a one name personality in the world that we worked all near each other, I feel so bad about it. So I want to someday tell him that I'm sorry about that, that I made him do that. Because y'all have taught me so much. I also, you being from Houston, Texas, I think that we probably have a lot in common. I'm from Fort Worth.
Okay.
I went to Texas Christian University in Fort Worth. We're the good frogs, not the gay ones.
Okay.
And I would like to be your friend, and I'm sorry I did that to Alex. I wanted to tell him that y'all's products are great. What are we going to talk about?
Well, that's great. That's,
I used to live on South Congress, right above the Continental Club, and I've always wanted to tell Alex that I'm sorry for making him sign
the Communist Manifesto. Well, that's funny.
I'm 47 years old, man, and I did that when I was 20, and I'm sorry.
That's all right. We've all made mistakes. We've all made mistakes. I think he would forgive you. Now you've come around. Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for the call, Rob. And I would love to hear from you more. Please keep calling in. Let's go to John in Texas now on line 5. John, thanks so much for calling in. Let's go to line 5. Y'all, waiting a second. There you go. John, you're on the air.
Yo, Harris.
What's up?
Hello.
Go ahead.
So you were talking about the video with Tucker, right?
Yeah. Tucker and Massey?
Tom Massey loses, right? Yeah. He loses. I feel like we should just go independent. Like, Alex had a guy on, too, talking about the same thing. So, you know, great minds think alike, right?
You mean, like, abandon the Republican Party?
Yeah, because, you know, they're soft, bro, you know. And plus, we can run on that. Goyim, right? Goyim, let's go.
Don't degrade yourself like that. I'm against that. I'm against using the word goyim, like appropriating it. I don't know. People do that where they're like, goyim, rise up. I'm like, I don't know. That's sick. You don't think of yourself like that, John. That's an insult. I don't want to be insulted. But I get what you're saying. Okay. So what do you think the solution is? Because, you know, I know Nick Fuentes is taking a lot of heat right now for saying we got to vote Democrat to punish the Republicans. I don't know how else you, I mean, I'm kind of convinced by that argument, not to vote for Democrats. I can't bring myself to do that. But, you know, I've heard him say, like, this is, you know, if the vote is what we have, if that's our main primary weapon to hold these people to account, you can't just keep voting for the same thing over and over. I can't figure out a good argument against that. And while I despise the Democrats and recognize how just vicious and hateful and genocidal they are, the Republicans are worse because they are doing the same thing and they let the Democrats get away with it and they don't stand up for us and they've turned on everything. I mean, now we're talking about amnesty. I didn't even play those videos. We got Tom Homan talking about how the Trump administration is debating giving amnesty to people. It's like, what is the difference now? If you're voting for Republicans and Democrats, Democrats are just more honest. Republicans do the same thing. They just lie to you about it. How is that a positive, you know, argument? So going independent is a good option. I mean, how do you think that would work?
Okay, then we'll just have Thomas Massie. If he loses, this is only if. And then we have Joe Kent, right? Joe Kent, Thomas Massie, 28, right?
That'd be great. But are you so you're saying like if Thomas Massie loses the primary, that he should just keep running as an independent?
All right, I'm sorry. I know I cussed. I'm sorry. Air. Right. But yeah, Thomas Massie and Kent, why not? He has the experience too. And we're sick and tired of, let's be honest, the Jews are like, hey, from Fort Worth, shout out Fort Worth, 817 baby. But what is it? Yeah, we need America back. I'm sick and tired of this. I'm only 23, right? But I love America. I'm sick and tired of this, bro.
Yeah. No, I think everybody is, and it's like the idea that it somehow makes you hateful for being like, this is annoying. Like, we cannot live like this. We cannot have foreigners running our country. What the hell are we doing here? Like, what? No, no other country would allow themselves to be treated like this. Why do we allow ourselves to be treated like this? It's absurd. I completely agree. And I think that could be, that's a really interesting twist to this. I hadn't thought about this. What if Thomas Massie loses the primary and then runs as an independent and wins? Because I don't know. I'm not sure how the Kentucky primary works exactly, if everybody can vote in it or if it's just Republicans. But, you know, Thomas Massie has actually made some pretty good inroads and has, you know, friendships with people on the left. Like, he and Ro Khanna, you know, did the Epstein files together. So I wonder if he could cobble together enough hardcore right wing, actual genuine MAGA Republicans and left wingers that, you know, don't want to be run by Israel. I mean, that could be very interesting. That might actually turn out better than him just winning the Republican nomination. That's super interesting. Thank you for the call, John. Let's go to Micro Mark Levin. Oh, you have a bone to pick. A little one, I guess. Go ahead, Micro Mark. Is this the real Micro Mark?
Our plan has finally come together, Harry. That's right, I call you Harry. Just like I called Alex Jones' son T-Rex, I call you Harry. Take that one in the yapper there, Smith.
It hurts.
You got a problem with me, I got a problem with you. That's right.
That's good.
That's right. You got it. That's right, it's good, because it's me, Micro Mark. We're foiling all your plans, aren't we? Got you kicked out of InfoWars. We are with Bloomberg all the way, and you never knew till just right now. Smacked you right across the yapper, didn't it?
You were behind it. Micro Mark Levin was the power behind the throne, the real force, getting InfoWars kicked off the air. This is incredible.
Right. That's right, mister. That's right. And I made a song up. If you don't mind me, I'm going to go ahead and sing it.
Please.
Harry, Bo Berry, Banana Fana, Fo Fairy. Fee Fi Fo Airy. Harry. That's right. How do you like that? I bet you won't sleep tonight. That'll bug you for days.
You got me. You got me right in my ego. Dang it.
I did. And those smuck little stupid shop teacher glasses that you wear, I tell you what, mister, if you only had APAC money and you could afford nice glasses like mine.
Oh, yeah. You got real nice. Let me ask you this, Mark. Mark, since you seem so insistent on destroying the First Amendment for your beloved home state of Israel, how do you justify that, being an American and yet being so eager to deplatform people that you don't like? It's un-American to me. How do you defend yourself?
I defend myself by saluting the Israel flag, of course. And I,
well, that doesn't.
When I look at the American flag, I look over to the right, because the right is the real right, and that is the Israel flag is what we look at. We don't care about no American flag. Let me tell you that, and you know it. You guys talk about it. You try and speak the truth, but you barely get any listeners compared to my awesome podcast. But you do tell the truth, and you are onto something, you know. You see, I am a VIP platinum member, by the way. I want to say this because you are. You have the secret. You got that methylene blue. I tell you what, it does something great. That's
Wait
what
a
we're
second.
Doing. That's our trick.
Are our enemies using our supplements to empower themselves? This may be an oversight. We may have done something wrong here. Are you telling me that we are accidentally, by providing the highest quality methylene blue through the AlexJonesStore.com, that the likes of Mark Levin are taking methylene blue and empowering their own arguments, empowering their own brain power, and in fact, we're harming ourselves by providing this performance enhancing drug to our enemies? How do we confirm that we're not selling things to Mark Levin? That's a great question. You're using our own power against us, Mark.
That's right. And I'm telling you that because you have no power now, because we have bought so much of it, because we are that 90%, that fuel rate that you have. We are the 90% because we are all taking it, you see, and we're keeping it from Trump. We're not letting him take it. And that's why he's all down. You were saying it earlier. Well, if you don't take your supplements for a couple of weeks, you just get down. Well, guess what, mister? He was on them for the first 6 months, but we ripped it right out of his hands. RFK Jr.,
that
he's
explains
getting
it.
Out of there. He
that explains it.
Methylene blue.
RFK, RFK was dosing Trump with methylene blue. And as soon as they were aware of this, they siloed RFK off. They cut off his supply of methylene blue, Trump's supply of methylene blue, and then he went to war with Iran. This is making perfect. We're connecting dots here, folks. This is incredible. We know RFK takes the stuff. Why wouldn't he give it to Trump? How do we know that's not Trump's drink right there? That's a great question. That may be responsible for why he was so cool before they separated him from RFK. I think we've cracked the code here, folks. You can get your methylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison. Let them know who sent you and share that link, alexjoneslive.com. See you tomorrow.
Huge new mega sale, and it's a fundraiser for the new network. We need your support. Plus, the products are incredible. Up to 40% off on methylene blue tincture and methylene blue caps. We have the best. You're insane if you don't take it. Ultra DNA Revival, that has all of the super nutrients in it that supercharge your whole body, like NAD, you name it. Up to 35% off methylene red tincture, the bovine colostrum, the MK Ultra Brain Booster, 30% off all apparel. There's not much market for the apparel. So that is a huge deal. Shirts, hats, hoodies, with the widest selection, thealexjonesstore.com. I need your support. Ultramethylene Blue Gummies, the first run, they're super strong. It's even stronger than, it's the same company, but the way they make it, it's really concentrated when it goes into the gummy. 58% off, that's about to end. And it goes on and on and on, thealexjonesstore.com. And finally, the sister site of thealexjonesstore.com, realalexjones.com. They just hold back. It's a sister site because we kept it separate from InfoWars. That was the site that went to just build the fledgling Alex Jones network. And so they always hold back 10% of inventory, where it's coins or knives or collectible, you know, limited edition T-shirts or Faraday bags. They hold it back. So there's only a few hundred left of the five different designs, limited edition, laser engraved, World War II, but updated modern, skull crusher, brass knuckles, 10-inch, double-edged, stainless steel, razor sharp. Your last chance to get those at an incredibly low price, only $79. These knives are like 100-something bucks in stores. TheAlexJonesStore.com doesn't have them, only RealAlexJones.com. And there's other deals that are only at RealAlexJones.com, so be sure and take advantage of that and check it out. If something's sold out, The Alex Jones Store, check out RealAlexJones.com. Hour number two, straight ahead. Share the live feeds now.
We'll be right back.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.